Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Let's wrap this up. There's someplace else I gotta be tonight.
What? Patrick, I need you here to do the show. Patrick, I've had that song in my head all night last night.
Yeah.
Living in the City.
Right? What a great song.
Great song. Yep. So thanks for that. Now, today, we're going to talk about my favorite song of 2017. So, this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And
can I just ask you one thing before you start? Is it Kesha?
It's not Kesha.
Okay.
So, yesterday you played Hooray for the Riff Raff, and you said you'd played that song.
Most played song of the year.
Yeah, and we had played it before on the podcast earlier in the year. My favorite song of 2017 is also a song that I played on the podcast earlier in the year.
Hmm.
And it was much earlier. It was like around like March or something
that. Back in the early days.
But this has remained my favorite song of the year, despite other contenders trying to knock it out of that spot. And I'll talk about those other contenders in a little bit. But you have heard various songs I've played before.
Yes.
And is there anything that you know that would just make a song very attractive to me? It's something that I really love in a pop song.
Well, I think the obvious trope for Jim's pop music fandom is that you love a happy melody with a dark lyric.
That is one thing.
Yeah.
And this is not exactly that.
Okay. But so it's a Juliana Hatfield song.
Another thing I love is an explosive chorus.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. I was at the bottom, dreaming of the top of the pond. The rain dropped and it shook my whole world apart. Went for a swim just to see if he was out there to find. I'm sure he's there, but seems like all he ever does is hide. If he were like me, we could be happy. But clearly we're too different. I guess that means it's the end. The way you talk to me makes me feel like just a friend. I might be wrong, but at least I'm sure that you're not right. Let's wrap this up, there's somewhere else I gotta be tonight. Tonight.
Man, that was like the Breeders on the chorus. It was so explosive.
Kind of. That's Dude York.
Yeah.
Seattle band.
Right.
The song is called Tonight.
Yeah.
And the thing I love, initially I was attracted to that song because, like I said, that just huge chorus where they sing Tonight.
Yep.
I just love it. I'm just a sucker for that. But the thing that really stuck with me is, even though it comes off as sort of this breezy little pop song, there's actually some real depth in the song.
Mm-hmm.
So at first, you think it's just kind of a heartache song.
Yeah.
Girl losing the guy and she's upset about it, right? But really, it's more of a kiss-off song. She's the one who's actually sort of taking control of the situation. She realizes that he's sort of drifting away.
Mm.
And so she's the one who's doing the breaking up in the song. And because there's a part where it says, I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that you're not right. I think is how it goes exactly. I might be paraphrasing it a little bit, but I like that. And then she just says, let's wrap this up. There's somewhere else I got to be tonight. Just very sort of dismissively, right?
Right. Plus the guitars already, are cool.
Like, just forget it. It's over. I'm moving on, right?
Yeah. Amazing pick. Yeah. And I remember when you played that.
Yeah. So I love that song. It's a great song.
That's really cool.
Cool band. Dude York.
Yeah.
Check them out.
So what else for you? It was in the conversation, but you told me earlier when we were doing episode planning, aka texting each other, that you knew it exactly what it was going to be right away.
But yeah, that's
there
the
must
one.
Have been a couple others, right?
I did. I actually made, I was thinking of some others that were in contention. So one is that came really close was in a similar kind of style is mm-hmm. Charlie Bliss.
Yeah.
And the song Glitter.
Yeah.
Which I just love. I'm currently just super in love with that
yeah.
song. It's so poppy and catchy. Another big one was Ron Gallo, Young Lady, You're Scaring Me.
Dude, that's an amazing.
I can't get enough of that song either. Oh my God,
what a tune that is.
Yes.
LCD
Sound System, you know, they had a new record this year.
Yes, I listened to
it. And that first single that came up before the album, Call the Police,
mm-hmm.
that's a really pretty hot cool song. Tune.
Yeah, the guy that, can write songs.
That
yeah.
really brings you in.
Yeah, it's a great song.
And then another one that I kind of listened to on repeat for a while was Nicole Atkins, A Little Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The one that's sort of the Patsy Cline-ish, Roy Orbison-ish yeah. kind mm-hmm. of ballad.
That's a beautiful tune.
You know,
yep.
tearful ballad mm-hmm. song. That was one of those, you know, you really like a song when it's not that you put the album on repeat, but you put the song on repeat. Like yeah. you just want to hear that's that right. one over yeah. and over again. So yeah. those very are some true. Of the contenders
cool.
for me this year.
Very cool. And you know what? I was wondering, Jim, as you were talking about that, like, let's say you were sitting down to make like one side of a mixtape.
Yeah.
You might include, I don't know.
Maybe some of those. I don't know.
But maybe not.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Not. I don't know.
It could be something totally different. But maybe if you were saying, like, let me put down a few tracks in 2017, like, I don't know, I'll get one side of a TDK, do right? 45 minutes. Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe those would be on there. So, I don't know. Who knows what would be on
I
there?
I don't know what might. Beyond be like there
a mystery
right but the way people could solve this mystery
okay
would be to call our suburban party line
okay so they call the suburban party yep. line
this mm-hmm. is what they do and it's 612-440-1984 right they tell us about their favorite songs of 2017
easy
and then we put their voice on the show sometime in January yes. this month
right
and then we send them a mixtape. Right?
Oh, that's exactly what's going to happen.
And then they'll find out what songs we put on the mixtape.
Yeah. I'll get a side. You'll get a side. Yep. It'll be fantastic.
All right. So we're going to do that. So we promised that to the listeners. So
and all they have to do is call.
All you call.
All right. Cool.
Leave a message. Tell us about your favorite songs of 2017.
Yeah.
And then we'll make a mixtape and send that out to you.
Have a Yangling. Call the line.
All right. Do that. So please listen to Rock in the Suburbs.
Every day.
Call the line, as we mentioned. You can also, if you want, you can email us rock@suburbspod.com.
Mm-hmm.
That won't qualify for the tape, though. You got to call.
You can't email or Facebook or Twitter. No. You have to call. Yeah.
If you do just, you know, want to say hey to us for whatever reason, you can Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @suburbspod.
Right. And just a note to Echo Park Jimmy. One call gets you one tape, but five calls doesn't get you five tapes.
No, no. Doesn't work that way.
No.
Yeah, limit one per customer.
That's right.
Okay, now tomorrow we're going to talk about favorite albums
yeah.
of 2017, right?
Similar kind of way.
Tomorrow yeah. and
name
the next
our faves
day.
And talk about a couple others.
Okay, so with that, please listen again to Rockin' Suburbs tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Have a Yangling, call the line.